Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back to the late, great Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Friedberg. Barbara Friedberg, F-R-I-E-D-B-E-R-G, is the author of How to Get Rich Without Winning a Lottery. Also, Invest and Beat the Pros. The other one is Personal Finance and the Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management. How many books have you written, Barbara?
I've got three. And my basic book for just starting out, How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery.
All right, so check that out. And BarbaraFriedberg.com, is that right?
BarbaraFriedbergPersonalFinance.com.
There it is. Okay, so check that out. Barbara, We've been talking about the economic cycles and what we're going through right now. The do you fear a correction on Wall Street coming, some kind of an adjustment?
Well, I think it's inevitable, and I
worry
about.
Are you surprised we've got to 22,000?
I am surprised the market has not hit a correction in 9 years. That's very, very unusual. And I'd like to give your listeners some advice, because you may not even know what you own, if you have a 401k or a workplace retirement account. You want to make sure that you're not 100% invested in just stock mutual funds. You want to have some bonds in there, too, to kind of some bond mutual funds to help cushion the blow when the inevitable stock market correction comes.
What about gold?
You know, I'm not a fan of gold, because gold pays no dividends, and over the long term, the returns on gold have been not particularly
stellar. Depends on when you sold it, right?
Right. But I'll tell you, there's nothing wrong with having cash, even though interest rates are very, very low on your cash.
With inflation low like it is, it's not that bad, is it?
Yeah, it's not that bad. And frankly, if your stocks go down, there's nothing wrong with holding some cash in your savings.
How much profit would you take right now if you were fully invested?
Well, what I like to look at is kind of percentages, which is what percent of your money do you have in stocks, bonds, and cash. And if you're older or if you're cautious, I would say there's nothing wrong with having 50% in stocks and 50% in bonds and or cash.
Yeah, yeah. Any particular kind of bond?
What did you say?
You talking about corporate bonds?
Yeah, like a corporate bond fund.
Not municipals, corporates?
Well, municipals only if you're in a very high income tax bracket.
Okay.
But you can just Google corporate bond or bond mutual fund or exchange traded fund.
What about real estate?
I love real estate. But
my real estate or a real estate investment?
I like real estate investment trusts.
Securities, yeah.
Yes, because I'm lazy. And you get a very nice return.
Somebody else manages it.
Somebody else manages it.
So you like the REITs.
I like the REITs. You collect a check every month, and you do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a nice return. So, yes, I am a fan of REITs.
Any particular ones that you like or don't like? What do we look for in a REIT? What's a good?
I'll tell you. I like what you would call an index fund REIT. Let me just see if I can pull one up here, because.
And more are they mostly commercial?
The nice thing about a REIT is you can get them in every type of variety.
Commercial, multifamily, industrial.
Yeah, but what I would say is get one that is just general, that holds a whole bunch of different types of REITs in one index.
Right.
Vanguard has some very good REIT indexes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a well-known, they're a low-fee company. You can buy
How much should I pay? What load should I expect with a REIT?
You don't want to expect to pay more than 0.26%.
Okay. Wow, so less 0.2%.
0.26%.
Percent, not
1%.
Wow.
So that's
good.
A quarter of 1%.
Yeah, I like that load.
Yeah, so do not pay a lot.
Right.
Go to Vanguard. They've got some good index fund REITs. You're buying into a whole bunch of real estate for a couple of bucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, would you think that would be, and I'm not trying to, folks, I'm not trying to plan your portfolio here, but would you say that'd be a good place to move maybe some of your equities over into that?
They're going to be volatile, too.
Are they?
So I don't want to say they're not going to go down in value.
Right.
What I would do is move some of my equities into cash.
Yeah.
If you feel like you have too much money in the stock market, just take a little bit off the table now and just let it buy a CD.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with investing in a certificate of deposit.
Barbara, give us the Barbara Friedberg, personalfinance.com, right?
Yes, and RoboAdvisor Pros for your free.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.